MetLife jump! That's gonna make me cry. That's gonna make me cry. That's gonna make me cry. New York! Pause it, pause it. They fuck it. I'm done. I'm done. New York! Da, 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 da. This is what I'm gonna be doing. New York! Da, da. Welcome aboard the SS Borafuck. This is Clarence Angelo. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, hey, oh. I'm Malchesco.
Okay, and you're watching Asian Glow Podcast. Guys, can you guess what we're going to talk about today? Audio listeners, we are wearing a sailor hat and a sailor scarf.
I'm wearing a little sailor scarf, and then I'm also wearing, I don't really know. I got this in Texas, and there's not really a big body of water, so I don't really know.
No, it's like a sailor sweater.
Yeah, yeah. I have an anchor here, because gin is my anchor, and then I have
a whale here.
When I see him, I go...
I'll be squirting like that whale spout.
Holy shit.
Report.
Let's fucking get started.
Guys, I'm really sick.
We're gonna get started on today's podcast. We're talking about the album. Everyone sit down.
Yes, Captain.
Because we have shit to talk about. If you missed our live, which actually most of y'all didn't miss a live.
Yeah, I think that was the most we've ever had.
We hit new records, shall we?
Oh my god. We shall! Funk. Who does that? It's Dory.
I think that's good.
Six, seven, eight.
Eat that is fire.
That is fire. Kim Nam Joon, fire. Kim Jong Jin, fire.
J-Hope Arson, fire. This ass, fire. I had tacos last night,
fire.
This shit is now,
fire. Where's the beat?
Okay, let's just not even like boot scoot around the fucking topic today.
I'm not boot scooting.
We, Alcheska and I were apart when this dropped. Which honestly was for the for better.
It was for the better.
We're gonna watch the Swim music video because I low-key dissociated when it dropped. Low-key forgot that it came out when album dropped because I listened to the album first.
Can we also watch the Suki Waterhouse interview?
No. Were you rage baiting me? The Suki Waterhouse interview is right fucking here. It's right here. Watch the live if you want the fucking context. Basically, everything I owned saw BTS before I saw BTS. And go to the live to know what the fuck we're talking about. Yeah. Because that actually was rage baiting as
Count your days, Suki Waterhouse, American ass bitch. I love her. Count your days, Suki Waterhouse's manager.
Okay, here we go. Should we watch the performance video or the music video?
The music... Okay, pause it. The music video was kind of giving me nothing.
It was giving you nothing. It was giving you nothing, and you're gripping onto me like you're about to fall off a cliff. Like, you are like...
What? And y'all need to be honest, if your ship captain looked like that, tell me you wouldn't be strapped naked on the parasail.
I'm walking the plane, girl. I'm walking the plane. That is ridiculous. Like, that is ridiculous. No, because, like, twin fam.
So this is why you wanted to wear this shit.
Need that gym in.
Oh, I thought you were saying gin. I was like, finally, some appreciation for my man.
No, because he delivered. He delivered more than anyone in this music video, and you can't deny that. They gave him edit.
No. You know who gave him a run for his money?
Who?
Yoongi. Yoongi looks fucking crazy in this music video, bitch. When I saw his face card, I was literally like... Okay.
If I was on a boat as the only woman surrounded by these seven men, girl, I would come out there with the reality show on TLC. Like,
yeah, bitch, this is Temptation Island. This is fucking
Temptation Ship.
This is Singles Inferno. Oh my god!
Of course, he's the one up in the sails.
Yeah, why is he?
Of course he's the one up in the sales. Of course he's the one up in the sales.
Why?
Up in these sheets. No. I'm joking. They kept him as the ethereal one.
Well, I know
they kept
not.
Him as the
yeah,
ethereal he, one.
That's it's Jimin been is Tinkerbell. Like that. It's been like that, ho. Like.
And these bitches doing blue collar work while my man is fucking mogging
yeah,
on the fucking.
Yeah, what the fuck is he doing?
I just wanna die. Oh, it's like getting shot with a fucking bullet. It's like getting shot with a bullet. Y'all know, like,
oh my
I think
God.
All of us experience this with Jungkook and V. I mean, with everyone. But, like, no, you but have see- a bias, and then you see them, and you're like, fuck my he, fucking life. Fuck. Fuck. Like, even no, my straight ass brother. He's, like, kind of chill. He sees V, and he's like, he, like, sits up a little.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a universal experience
it's
at
like,
that point.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Love,
that is
love.
Exactly how I feel when I see Jin.
No. Like, that's real, girl. I get it.
Like, that's me as fuck on the floor, panting, crying.
She's like, I'm seeing hot faces everywhere, but they keep disappearing.
Oh no, looks like this is your crew speaking.
Me becoming the rope.
If you put the screenshot of them wearing these hats and us.
Guys,
we
can you believe they're matching
crazy.
Us?
Crazy. You
on.
Better sing, Jin.
Okay, genuinely, I don't really understand what it's about, but I have a guess.
Okay, what's your guess? Because, to be honest, I don't really know either.
I have a guess that it was, like, they were, like, absent, right? Like, she kept looking around, they were not there, but
yeah.
She kept thinking that she was seeing things.
Yeah.
So, I'm assuming that this was their, like, homage. I don't know if that's the right word, but, like, them acknowledging that, like, we've been gone.
Oh, like, it's a message to the fans.
No, yeah, exactly.
And not
like,
a message between,
like... Did you
see
Harry's?
No.
Okay, so Harry had a song come out.
Yes.
He has an album come out.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole time he's like fighting this other person. And
okay.
Then all of a sudden he's liking this person and then he's fighting again. And it was
okay.
Like his relationship with... My take was his relationship with fame and fans and everything.
Oh, okay. You think that this is like...
I think that this is kind of along the same lines of like...
I mean,
hey, we've been gone.
Yeah.
But like, thank you for still thinking of us.
That makes sense.
But at the very end... Because like, she's reminiscing on the boat, right? Like,
yeah,
she's reminiscing,
yeah.
Like, looking at this boat.
Yeah.
And she's like, wow, this was like the time when like, they were there. But then at the end, she smiles. Because I think it's going to be like, they're back.
That was my take. Oh, okay.
When I first saw it... I was like, the smile at the end felt intentional.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just another take of Mamma Mia. Instead of 3 men, they're 7. She fucked all 7
I
guys.
I was cheated by you and you and you and you and you and you and you. And I think you know when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That storyline makes more sense to me.
And that's what I thought
And I resonate
was.
With it more.
Because like, when we would look in the mirror and hear BTS... We wouldn't see them,
yeah,
but we would feel them.
That's a relatable experience for me personally. Whenever
see,
I look in the mirror, I'm like, is that Jin? I look up and I'm like...
You blink. Ugh. It was my towel. Do you think it was the right... For your taste, do you think it was the right... Guys, also, we're not professionals. We talked about this.
Yeah, we're not
do you think
musicians
it was the right
or anything
title
like
track?
That. I think Swim was, but I don't think... What's the other one? Normal was. No, because Normal and Swim are the... This is my understanding. They're the only two capitalized songs in the entire album, which means that they are the title tracks.
Is that how it always is?
I think so. But
I didn't know that.
Because, like, Billie Eilish capitalizes all of her
yeah,
tracks.
Yeah, I thought it was
so
an artistic choice.
I don't know. That's how it... In past albums, that's how I would identify... Because, like, Idol is capitalized.
Was Idol their...
Yeah.
Okay, that being said...
I think Swim is a good song. I think that there's a better song on
what
the album.
What would have been your title?
I think
what would have broke
been.
The fucking internet. This already broke the internet.
Okay.
I think what would have broke the internet
okay.
was Faya.
Okay, but Faya
is also
capitalized. So I feel like, oh, wait. Is there three?
I don't think so. I truly
I
think that it's all capitalized because imagine doing a song like Fire and
yeah,
it's lowercase.
Yeah.
It's
I think
artistic.
That is like also artistic choice, but I don't know the technicalities.
I don't know the technicalities.
But I think Swim was a good choice for the title.
Okay, I don't think so, but okay. I also think that it was because the overall... I didn't listen to this first. Everyone said, BTS Midnight in the East Coast for the album dropping.
Yeah.
All I could think of was the album dropping, and not... I forgot there was a fucking music video that drops.
Okay.
So then my first thing was Body to Body.
I think that Body to Body should have been a title track instead of Normal.
I think Body to Body could be also another title track. Who cares?
Think that they made the right choice of making that song first on the album.
I Need the Whole World to Jump as the first fucking thing. Okay, let's fucking get into it. Because I think... It doesn't matter what the title track is. I don't really give a fuck. That's more like capitalism.
Yeah, I don't know what the logistics for that is. Or like how they choose that, but...
First impression, I remember the first thing I thought, I have videos of this, but thank God, and this is my upbringing being Beyonce, thank God it was a fucking album, not some bullshit capitalistic EP.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, and this is my hot take, EPs are just lazy capitalism.
I think so too. I think whenever an EP should be like 2 to 4 songs and lead up to an album. But when a group only releases EPs, it's like edging someone and then you get blue balled. Like
EPs is like,
it pisses me off.
Imagine if someone as brilliant as like Margot Robbie only released short films.
Yeah.
Or another example, if Meryl Streep only did short films,
comes
off as only a cash grab.
Yeah.
Because these groups that are doing EPs, a lot of them are brilliant. Like, undeniably. Like, Yeonjun is brilliant.
Yeah.
And let me just speak my tea. TXT needs to stop fucking doing EPs.
They need to stop doing it. Whenever the albums that they have... How many albums have they released?
Like, I don't know, but 4? Like... When they release an EP, I don't take it as a personal hit towards the idol most of the times. There are groups that I'm like, it's because y'all don't know how to write a song. But
yeah, they might not have. But when like,
it's someone as artistically brilliant as like Yeonjun, for example, it's like you're fucking robbing. Like, I would rather wait another 6 months, a year for a full album that's full fledged, full thoughtful, artistic, than you to drop this like quick little top line song with a good chorus. Like,
I agree.
I'm over it. So then when I saw this, I was like,
thank God it's a full album.
Thank God it's a full album. Thank God it's a full album.
Okay,
I'm in my Harry bag right now. Like Harry Styles.
Okay.
He said in an interview that it is selfish for... It is a disservice to a fan base for the artist to care too much about if the fans like it.
It's a disservice to... Say that one more time.
It's a disservice to the fans if the artist is always like... Do you guys like it? Like, is this good for y'all?
Yeah. It just seems like you're trying to validate something that like should only matter to the artist. Like, of course, it's gonna mean a lot to the fan base. That's why you have a fan base. But it should be something like, if you've come up with an album or an EP or whatever, it should be something that you care about.
Imagine writing an essay where all you're doing is hitting the rubric.
Yeah.
It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
But like, it'll never pass like a B. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like that, like, as I've grown up, I feel like more and more am I believing in, like, the essence and energy of things. Like, things have an inherent essence and things have an inherent energy. And you can tell when something is commercial and only commercial.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There is one group that did a carbon copy of Brat in terms of, like, the font and everything.
Who?
And I like the song.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
Whoa, wait, I wasn't expecting the font.
When shit like this happens in the artistic industry, like, we have a friend whose choreo was fucking stolen, like, exactly right.
So yeah,
and like, when that happens, it's more of like a disservice to society as a whole when you step away from it, because like, is society better off with everyone copying the same thing? In my brain, no. So therefore, not. I would assume that's unethical. Like, I would say that's unethical.
Yeah,
because
it's
like
plagiarism.
No, it's literally like, you are contributing to society in the ways of saying what you create, which is like arguably the most unique thing about being human, creativity. You are taking that concept and like shitting on it and being like, you know, it's fine.
Yeah.
Because and this is like my last thing. How many times you have an idea that's good, right?
Mm-hmm.
it's rare, right?
Yeah.
How many times do you have an idea that's good and act on it? Even more rare.
Yeah.
So then that itself is already a thing. How many times do you have an idea that's good that you act on and it succeeds?
Super, super fucking rare.
So for someone to take that human experience and be like, mine. It's nasty.
Yeah, it's just a big slap in the face.
It's a big slap in the face.
Yeah.
So then when BTS dropped this album, I was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Body to Body, what was your initial reaction?
I think when I was shocked. When I listened to Body to Body, that's why I say it was such a good first song, because it had probably the most impact on me. Because I was expecting, like, I don't know, because my prediction of Body to Body was super sensual and like whatever, but it's so not that.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh my God, they just took my prediction, like flipped it upside down. And it's like exactly what the song was meant to do.
We talked about this in the live. I think we said we thought it was going to sound like The Weeknd or some shit like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, this is what I said. We only talked about this, but like, let me just reiterate, like the amount of pressure they had for this comeback, I would argue is more than anyone else, other than maybe like
Beyonce or like something like that.
Michael Jackson, Beyonce, the Beatles, like that type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like where there is so much pressure against you.
Yeah.
Even from your own fandom.
Yeah.
Because we're like, this is going to be so good. Like, we're going to love this.
Yeah.
We don't even know what's out yet.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
And for them to start off like that, I was like, holy shit, this song is a complete, like, fuck you to that. It didn't feel like, yeah, we're here, like, we're gonna impress you. It felt like, I didn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
The first lines being, I need the whole world to jump.
Yes, Captain.
Yeah, it wasn't like, hey guys, we're back. It was like, get up.
Yeah.
Yes, daddy. Yes, dada. Yes, dada. I fucking freaked out. I was like listening to it with headphones on first because I needed to get it. Like, I could not have listened to it on a speaker. It had to be headphones.
Oh, I listened to it on a speaker.
But I listened to it with headphones on the train and I was like,
no. I was like, wait a minute.
No, God forbid if I was on the train and I listened to that, that train would have had to stop.
That car.
Yeah. Falling off the fucking bridge. Okay, so Body to Body was one of my top tracks.
Yeah, I think it's number four or three for me.
Mine is number four. I have it on here. Body to Body is my number three, too. If you guys want a full ranking, I'll link the live stream right here. We did the full ranking here. Low-key, we got roasted, but, like, we were honest.
But who gives a fuck? Like, yeah, whatever. And people in the comments... This is what I have to say about that damn live stream. It was fun. But people in the comments are like, y'all need to listen to the fucking album again. Girl, I'm gonna be listening to it even after the concert fucking ends. Like, my opinion is my fucking opinion, bitch.
That's my opinion! My number five. Oh, and we'll get to number one.
Oh shit, maybe I don't remember.
My number five was Hooligan. I bought near shat my pants.
My number five was Fire. And I know that you disagree.
I disagree, but
it's top five for sure. Like there's no fucking way it couldn't be top five.
What was your five?
Fire,
okay, yeah.
But my four was five, Fire, four, Hooligan, three, Body to Body. Two, please.
Okay.
And then number one.
Me and Asuka fully disagreed on Please, but I love Please.
But no, this is to say every song on the album except one is good. Like,
no, they're all good. I just don't think that one that I put at the very end was my cup of tea.
Which song are you talking about?
I'm not going to say it. Y'all can watch it.
And the one song that I'm talking about is number 29.
Oh.
Got your
ass. So number 29 was about a historical bell in Korea. Alien
was really good.
Alien felt like I sharted my fucking underwear. Alien felt like disgusting. I sharted my underwear. I heard that gunshot and I got the flashbacks.
The chorus of Alien, so fucking good.
Is that one
so where like, good? Yes. That's what I'm talking about. What does he say? Hello, this is what?
Hello, that's your new honey.
if you fucking say so.
That harmony is crazy. That harmony is so good. That harmony is so good.
Here's another thought I had. I said Jungkook. Jungkook's vocals.
Okay.
Hit something new.
No. When I heard Jungkook's voice in Body to Body, I literally was like,
no, their strat on every song was go fucking hard and then ascend immediately with Jungkook's
vocals. That's probably what it feels like to see a veteran come home. I'm serious. To see them walk through the door is exactly how I felt when I heard Jungkook's voice.
Jungkook's voice. Holy something shit. Happened.
This is
good different. Job, Winter.
Like, it's... a woman can change a man's life.
Okay.
Get him.
And then third one, Body to Body. Body to Body was crazy. Can I just, like, okay, 2 seconds.
Faya?
I know we disagree. But I know
Faya,
you know,
is in the top five.
Faya?
I acknowledge it to be a fucking, like, club, gay club bop. Like, okay. That shit is crazy.
What we were fucking talking about with people stealing brat, stealing house. This was a perfect example in my brain of, like, making it your own.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah. I recognize the beat and I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God.
It still sounds like BTS.
Yeah.
And it still gives that like underground, like
grungy type of like old essence of BTS. Yes, yeah.
Androgynous.
Yeah.
But it feels like authentic. And I was like, like when that fucking.
Everything lit in the fire. Oh my god.
I can't wait to see your reaction
to it. I need to be in the club. And let's talk about this. Would y'all come?
Yep.
Would y'all come to a BTS after party if the New York Glow Gang pull up to a club if we partnered with some group to do a New York fucking after party after day one of BTS? Would y'all come? And I need y'all to actually comment below because it won't happen if y'all don't comment. We need some metrical proof.
Please, like, and after the concert ends, bitch, we're not gonna go home. Are you kidding?
Are you fucking crazy? So Vaya was my number two, and then what was your number two again?
Please.
And then wait, our number, please. Our communal number. Yes.
Because I was thinking about it, and no. I'll stand by what I said.
No,
please gave me a visceral reaction. Pause it. Please is giving coffee. It's giving just one day. It's giving Whaley and 52, bitch. It's just because it hits.
Can I say something, though?
It hits the soft girl cancer in me, bitch.
There was a critique about this album that it sounds a little too much like Tyler, the Creator. And I actually, like...
Oh, I actually heard that. Someone commented that in our live.
I'm going to say that Please sounds really, really similar to another song.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like Earthquake. Do you know Earthquake?
Yeah.
Wait, listen.
Similar.
I don't know, but I think that might have, I mean, I feel like that's like a common thing, but I don't know. It sounds very similar.
It does sound similar. But the number one song, I didn't even clock it when you said it.
We didn't know we had the favorite. We had the same number one song.
But when it got to five, I was like, where's his One More Night?
Yeah. Where the fuck is One More Night?
So where is this one song?
Because if One More Night could be rolled up into a fucking joint.
Girl.
Hand over 10. You see that girl who's like, going to eat Filipino food today. And it's like 10 edibles. Me with One More Night. Going on a drive today. One More Night playing 10 times in the fucking
that
car.
That song.
You hear my stomach growl?
Oh, that was your stomach? I thought someone was rolling a like a bag on the street.
It's because One More Night, hungry, horny, I need
they
it.
They were hungry.
Yeah, they were yearning.
When you said this pretty much ass song, I was like...
Let's just give it a listen for my girls. Ha! Ha! You can see the fucking God. Flashing lights up there.
Stop. I'm gonna freak out. I'm actually gonna freak
out. My whole cleanse. Look, my wedding.
My reaction to One More Night, I think I literally say it in when I listen to it. It's that song with BTS and is it Astroworld?
Okay.
We keep all the party in the room all night. Oh my God! Oh my God!
god, oh my god.
Like,
oh,
close your
god.
Eyes. Are you not driving in a convertible down SoCal on a nice 80 degree day at night?
Yeah. I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
I'll bomb that car. Okay. Y'all know that scene? Y'all know that scene where, like, in K-pop Demon Hunters, where, like, the things, like, shoot up out of their soul?
Yes. Yes.
In your fantasy. In your fantasy.
That's it.
Meanwhile, the song is about recover, 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 recover.
Where is
recover,
it? Where is it? Where
recover,
is it? Where is it?
Find the beat. Find the beat.
Where is
find
it?
The beat.
Where is it?
And then. It was about yearning and yucky licking and sucking each other.
Sucking each other for 24 hours in the tub?
Someone 24 hours in the tub. 24 hours in your butt. 24 hours. Hit your.
24 hours, you're a bitch.
24 hours, I'm with Big Hit. 24 hours.
Let me suck it. 24 hours.
Need that dick.
24 hours.
Need that tip. This is part of the podcast. This is a segment that we like to call
Asians Answer.
And this is where we answer the questions that you send us on our Discord and our Instagram. So if you are 16 or up, join our Discord.
So the BTS album came out, right?
Yes. And there's a bunch of people who don't like it. As for every album.
We'll fucking talk about that because...
No. Let me get into it.
Okay.
So let me say some of the critiques.
Okay.
And let me know if you agree. Some people are saying that the BTS comeback album is... The concept is confused and all over the place.
I'm gonna say I don't agree.
You know, I don't agree fully, and here's what... I think this is getting on the fact, like, it's too many genres. What the fuck is a genre? Why do we care so much about a fucking genre?
Again, it's the rubric. It's the fucking rubric.
It's fucking capitalism.
Yeah.
Who fucking cares? Did you watch their interview with Zane Lowe? Apple Music interview?
No.
Jimin literally says, we just kind of did what we wanted.
That's exactly what you should.
That's the only thing that you should expect from your favorite artist.
No,
what they want to do.
When an album is like, I can tell that this did something for them. Like, yeah. For as a fan, even if the album isn't necessarily my cup of tea, if I can walk away being like, I can tell this album did something for them, and that was extremely healing.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, then...
And when it aligns with what I like...
The job is done.
Period. Like, absolutely. Like, I would say Eternal Sunshine sounded great, and then it also did something great for her.
Which is... Yeah, that's great.
It works. But even if Eternal Sunshine was a flop, but it still had the same sentiment of this healed something in her...
Yeah.
Who am I to fucking say?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It was hers to release.
So...
And this was theirs to release, too.
Like, the concept being confusing all over the place, probably the critiques are coming from a good place of, like, I wanted, you know, I miss the bops, I miss whatever.
Yeah.
I think, like, they have been in a genre, and, like, they have been in this, like, do I love Dimple? Of course.
Yeah.
Do I love I Need You? Of course.
Yeah.
But the genre of, like, Soulja Boy's pop music, they're fucking 30.
Yeah.
They're not gonna sing about your dimples no more. Like,
The bug. Squash it.
Ew.
Or. Oh my god.
And that's what I have to say about you guys who are fucking like trying to put them in a box.
Also,
like,
I don't know. It kind of gives. You know the K-pop stands that are like, we have to vote for them for this award. We have to vote for them for this category, whatever. It gives that.
How so?
I don't know, cause if you want to place them in a genre, then you want to you just care about them winning X award.
Genre.
And so then I'm like, I don't know, that just gives off, cause an album can win an award because it's great.
Yeah.
But I feel like award shows just in general are rigged as fuck.
Exactly. I think my take on genre is that genres are created after the art is created. For example,
I agree.
Impressionistic art. It wasn't like impressionism art was the trend or was what we're gonna call it, and then everyone started contributing to it.
Yeah.
The art happened first.
Yeah.
And then the genre came in afterwards for you fucking dumb fucks to figure out what the fuck am I looking at. But also it's a way for like us to educate on the topic, right?
Yeah.
Like, so I think, like, when an art piece first comes out, for example, this fucking album, I think being mad that it hits multiple genres, I would argue is a glass half empty way of approaching art.
Yeah.
in a way, you're kind of saying, because genre is about the sellability and the awards of it all, you're kind of saying, I don't like it because it's not packageable. I don't like it because it's not sellable.
Yeah.
This album might be, and let me know if you agree or not, it's like a, completely for me, like a, almost a new genre. Like,
yeah,
it feels like a mix of many genres.
Yeah.
Which then would create a new genre. But I think that's just like, it's a well-informed piece of art.
The whole time, the whole album, I was thinking, this sounds like Bon Iver.
Yeah.
This sounds like Tyler, the Creator.
Yeah, but
I never thought it sounded exactly like it. And I also thought maybe it sounds like The Weeknd. I thought this sounded like EDM.
I
was like, whoa, this feels like an essay with many sources cited. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This and person put their time and effort into creating something that, like, for us to even be like, is this a new genre? Like, I feel like that's such a good goal for the artist to be like, oh shit, I just created a new genre.
Yeah, exactly. Even though that's, I don't think it was then, claiming it was, but for my, what I listen to now, I'm like, period. Like, that felt very new to me. And that's nice. Another critique for the comeback was it feels too westernized.
I think that this,
what do you think?
I think westernized because they're singing in English, and I think that's it. Because I've heard people critiquing, I don't like this song, or I don't like this album because they're not Korean in it. Or this song, or like, they've lost the K-pop essence of BTS.
But what is the K-pop essence without...
That's what I'm saying.
Without black culture.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is the K-pop essence without black American culture? I would argue, like, to me, westernized is very like permission to dance.
I agree, that's very commercial.
Arirang, which is like literally from what I saw on the internet and like what I did my research on, right like it is like a hymn, a folk song.
Okay.
Originated from like when Japan's occupation of Korea. It's like a song of essentially like strength and perseverance from what I saw. And then it was another thing during the Korean War in the 50s, I think. People kind of use this hymn for the last, you know, 3,000, 5,000 years to kind of like get them through the worst of times, right? When someone says it was too westernized, like, I do question, like, is it almost, did you guys want it to be a folk album? Like, did you want, you know what I'm saying?
What were
like,
you expecting out of the album? Because I think saying it's westernized is a very surface level take on the album. And then that's when I would be like, did you listen to it?
If they didn't name it Arirang, would you have said the same thing? And I don't know. I'm literally saying this as someone who is not Korean. So, like, I'm trying to,
Too.
Critically think here.
And I think that conversation, like, that whole conversation is for the Korean and Korean Americans to answer. And they have been.
I have an OG army question for you. Because you are like OG 2011 army.
Oh my god, I sound fucking old.
That's crazy.
Oh my god, if I sound old as hell.
With their comeback, right? If there was one thing you miss about BTS, like big hit BTS, you know? What would it be? One. And follow-up question. What is one thing you appreciate now as, like, HYBE big hit BTS?
Okay. I think it would be a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. Because I used to watch, like, the BTS bombs all the time. Where they were just, like, vlogging in their tiny-ass studio. And then just, like, hearing them talk about it. And then, like, hearing them talk about the album and then it being released like a week after, I'm like, it's so fresh and new. They must be still feeling the same way. I don't know. It just felt like I was a part. This is so delusional. Like, I was a part of it.
Would you say like the medium impacted it too? Because like watching it on YouTube with probably nothing more than a million views versus now it's going to be a Netflix documentary about the comeback of an album.
Yeah.
Would you say the medium totally affects it?
Yeah. Oh my god, of course. Just because they're so big now that they their schedules are probably so busy where they can't set up a camera, you know. It just must be that crazy, because I feel like they would if they could. Like, girl, probably not.
There's an undeniable sink or swim energy that happened in the beginning.
Yeah,
because I'm DNA, right?
Yeah.
DNA, BTS. But I would watch the old shit after I found that DNA.
Yeah.
But I was from it from like, oh, they're already insanely successful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And like, I knew what the result was going to be from those old videos. Mm-hmm. Whereas you were kind of like, I hope this does well for them. You know, I hope this blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, because I've stan groups where like they do release like the whole like vlog stuff. They release a lot of behind the scenes, what you normally would want to do if you want to see your K-pop group succeed. And then just one day they stop posting stuff. And it's like, dang, where'd they go? And then a couple days later, it's like, hey, or a couple of months later, it's like, they disbanded because of popularity or because of XYZ reason. And you're like, holy shit, I thought they were going to succeed. So it was just like being on the edge of your seat constantly. And to see where they are now, it's just
crazy.
It's crazy.
Okay, so then that's a follow-up question. Like, one thing you appreciate now is HYBE, big hit BTS.
I think I appreciate the platform or the audience that they've been given now, because I don't think that BTS ever let go of the real hard truth. Because yes, they are PR trained, but they will always speak about what they want to speak about. And for example, like that interview that they did where Jin, where they talk about why Jin's name isn't in the credits or whatever, they're gonna keep that in because that's how they feel in the moment, and it's just broadcasted to a wider audience.
I was literally about to say, like, what I appreciate about them now is that they haven't changed. Like,
yeah,
like there was that one interview where Jimin, they were like, what's one thing you regret? And Jimin was like, when I said what's my name, or who am I?
Oh yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy, because the amount of groups that we've seen continue to say that nowadays,
yeah,
the amount of performative shit we see at K-pop concerts nowadays where it's like, hi guys,
yeah,
who am I? Like, stop. You know, like, the fact that they're like, one, acknowledging it, and then two, taking action on it, even in today's, like,
yeah,
how much would it sell if Jimin said, who am I? Everyone would freak out.
Yeah.
But he's like, that's not cool.
That's not who he is.
Exactly. And I mean,
like, it probably was in the moment.
I was fucking with that. Okay, guys. Well, anyways, all this to say, the album was insanely fucking fire. Fire.
Yeah. It hasn't had an impact on us at all.
Other than this, like, Loki, P1 Harmony comeback was fire. Like, Loki, that was fire. Like, but if you enjoyed today's podcast, like, literally let us know. We'll talk more about these fucking songs.
Yeah.
But I think music is fucking amazing, and I think
music is amazing. We're so grateful to have ears to listen to it. And if you think this album sucks, fuck you.
BTS.
Oh yeah.
wait, no, I'll start crying and shitting the bed. To be alive during BTS, this must be what it felt like to be alive during like the Beatles.
That is so
my kid's true. Gonna be sick of me. My kid's gonna be sick of these Bangtan boys. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. If you want to see more of our reaction to this, we have a live stream out. Just click on the live tab on my channel. Other than that, we live stream every other Tuesday.
I live stream on Wednesday and Thursday.
And we'll see you guys next time. If you're listening on audio, the next episode will start right now.
Right now, ho.
We're going to say bye like we normally do in respect to language. Isa. Talawa. Tetla. Inga. Guess I needed a home. Welcome to the BTS cruise, where this boat won't sink, but
it'll swim.